You think you can just sit here and laugh at me?
Christoph, you know today was very cloudy. Maybe tomorrow you will see some more sunlight. No, you won't, because they are going to kill you at dawn. So you won't be seeing any more sunlight, Christoph.
You bumbling fool.
Did you just call me a fool, Christoph? I don't think there's going to be any supper for you tonight.
No. I never said you are a fool. I said you are wonderful, you fool.
You said I was wonderful, eh? Oh, wait. But then you said I'm a fool. You fool? I mean, you hear me?
Listen to me, you fool. I said you are wonderful.
Oh, I am wonderful. Okay, so you have supper tonight.
Thank you very much, fool.
What did you just say?
I said, thank you very much. That's wonderful.
It was only 3 days after the general of the Russian army had given the order to execute Christoph for the horrendous, horrific crime of killing the commandant of the Siberian army camp. According to Russian army rules and regulations, an execution could not take place unless it was before dawn on a Monday morning. Thus, the extended wait for Christoph to be executed. Now, it was in the jail cell the night before Christoph's execution. In the meantime, Itzkal was put in charge of the entire army camp, and the general had decided to stay for a few days to watch Itzkal in action. Now the general was sitting in the commandant's office, and he called Itzkal into the room.
Itzkal, come on in here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, sure, general. Coming right in. Yes, sir.
Itzkal, you have demonstrated great ability in running this army camp. I have been so amazed at the way you have commanded the troops, at the efficiency. It has been nothing short of amazing. Itzkal, I had a good idea.
What was your idea, General?
I thought that maybe you should take over biggest Russian army camp in whole Russia, the St. Petersburg camp.
General, if I'm going to run the St. Petersburg camp, who's going to run this one?
Itzkal, don't worry. This is a small camp. I can easily find an officer who will want to be commandant to have on his resume. But Itzkal, to run St. Petersburg camp, it's the biggest camp in the whole Russia. There are over 100,000 soldiers there. I need the best.
General, I think you're forgetting I'm only 18 years old.
It's a cool. The one thing I see, it doesn't make a difference how old somebody is. Better a young, honest man than an old drunken crook. So, Major Colonel Itzkal, are you ready to leave tomorrow morning with me on the train?
Major Colonel? General, I'm not even a captain.
You are now Major Colonel Itzkal.
General, I don't even like popcorn.
Itzkal, we are not making popcorn. We are making a great officer.
General, I have to tell you, I really, really appreciate your offer. I'm really flattered, but I'm gonna have to refuse.
Itzkal, you don't have option to refuse. I wasn't asking, I was telling.
General, I know you were telling me that it's a great idea, but I would really rather just stay here where it's a much, much smaller camp, and maybe one day when nobody's looking, I could escape and...
You could what?
I was just joking. I'm not escaping.
Itsuko, this is a great opportunity for growth.
I'm already 6 feet tall.
I don't mean growth of your body, Itsuko.
I know, I was joking again.
Itsuko, you should stop making jokes and join me on the train tomorrow.
General, I really, really hate to refuse your magnanimous offer, but I just really can't do it.
Itsuko, I cannot and I will not take no for an answer. You will be leaving with me tomorrow at 8 o'clock sharp. When the train leaves, you will be on it together with me.
General, it's really amazing how you know the future. But, okay. General, you have been most generous. You saved my life. You came here specially to see what's happening here, and I cannot say no. So, I will now go and pack my bags and hopefully sneak away while I pack my bags.
Itsuko, stop with the jokes.
I wasn't joking.
Itsuko, please, go pack your bags. We will see you in the morning right after execution of Christoph. Then the train will leave with both of us. Good night.
Itsuko walked with a heavy heart back to his room. Itsuko understood that as commandant of the biggest army camp in the entire Russian Empire, there was no way he would ever be able to sneak away and head back to his beloved Volozhiner Yeshiva. As he walked at that very moment,